This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces continue pounding the port city of Mariupol, shelling its downtown as residents hide. Fighting also raged Saturday in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as Russia kept up its bombardment of resisting cities. Mariupol has endured some of the worst punishments since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Unceasing barrages have thwarted repeated attempts to bring food, water, and medicine into the city and evacuate its trapped civilians. The leaders of France and Germany spoke Saturday with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in a failed attempt to broker a ceasefire. Putin laid out terms for ending the war, including Ukraine's demilitarization and ceding its territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to create new pseudo-republics to break his country apart. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky called on Ukraine's regions, which was captured by Russian forces, not to repeat the experience of Donetsk and the others. Pro-Russian separatists began fighting Ukrainian forces in those eastern regions in 2014. Zelensky says city council members in Kherson, a southern city of 290,000, rejected plans for a new pseudo-republic. He says Ukraine will stand the test. As millions of women and children flee across Ukraine's borders in the face of Russian aggression, there are concerns growing over how to protect the most vulnerable refugees from being targeted by human traffickers or becoming victims of other forms of exploitation. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security officials say as many as 12 missiles struck Iraq's northern city of Erbil on Sunday. A U.S. defense official says the missiles had been launched at the city from neighboring Iran. No injuries were reported, though. A second U.S. official says there is no damage at any U.S. government facility and that there is no indication the government facility and that the target was a new and unoccupied consulate building. While an Iraqi official in Baghdad at first said several missiles had struck the U.S. consulate, the head of Kurdistan's foreign media office said areas around the U.S. compound had been hit, but not the compound itself. Saudi Arabia says it has executed 81 prisoners, including those convicted of killings and belonging to militant groups. A state-run Saudi press agency says the executions took place Saturday. It says those executed included convicted members of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. The mass carrying out of capital punishment appears to be the largest execution in the kingdom in its modern history. The total number of those put to death surpassed that of January 1980 in a mass execution of militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in Mecca, which saw 63 people beheaded. That was the worst ever militant attack to target the kingdom in Islam's holiest site. The U.S. State Department says that it is paying more than $2 million per month to provide 24-hour security to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a former top aide. The Associated Press has obtained a report to Congress that says both men face serious and credible threats from Iran. Pompeo and the envoy Brian Hook led the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran. The report says U.S. intelligence believes Iranian threats to them persist. The issue has been raised in indirect nuclear talks with Iran in Vienna, where Iran wants all Trump-era sanctions removed. Recapping one of our top stories, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to create new pseudo-republics to break his country apart. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky called on Ukraine's regions, including Kherson, which was captured by Russian forces, not to repeat the experience of other areas. Pro-Russian separatists began fighting Ukrainian forces in those eastern regions in 2014. Zelensky says city council members in Kherson, a southern city of 290,000, rejected the plans for a new pseudo-republic. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.